Today, we bring the Latino population into our Project Milwaukee series on race relations. The number of Latinos in Milwaukee County has been growing rapidly, up 40% since the year 2000. Now Latinos make up 12% of the county's population. WUWM's Aaron Toner reports on how this demographic shift has impacted the area's racial dynamic.
Good morning, good morning! Let's go, students, let's go!
You can find an example of Milwaukee's changing demographics at South Division High School in the heart of the city's mainly Latino South Side.
All right, well, we should head in.
We're closing the doors.
School time, golden rule time. Let's learn so we can earn.
Mark Cookshouse has been the principal here for 16 years. He says during that time, South Division has become less Latino and more Black. It's a sign that Latinos are migrating to other parts of the community, while Blacks, who've traditionally lived on Milwaukee's north side, are moving south.
We used to have almost maybe half the school were kids who, you know, weren't fluent, weren't proficient in English. Now I feel that's probably about 30%. And then our African-American population has grown over the years. The neighborhood is becoming more African-American if you look around. It's just the neighborhood's changing.
What you won't find at South Division any longer are a lot of white students.
If demography is destiny, where do you find the future demography? Find it in the youth.
Tom Tonneson is Associate Director of the UW System Institute on Race and Ethnicity. He says Milwaukee is now a majority-minority city. That is, more people of color than whites live here, and the trend is expected to continue.
That has huge implications, especially if there is no place residentially for those folks to go.
In other words, Tonneson says there's competition in the city among Latinos and Blacks for limited low-income housing. They're also competing for jobs.
And of course, it's exacerbated by the kind of economic straits that we're in at this time, and also by the fact that the days of Milwaukee being a manufacturing economy are long gone, and the kind of service sector jobs that may be available in this economy tend to be populated more by Latinos than by African Americans.
But while there's competition for jobs and housing, there are also shared experiences that have brought Blacks and Latinos together, including their battles against prejudice. Enrique Figueroa is director of the Roberto Hernandez Center at UWM.
We have a lot of relationships with the African American community. The Chicano movement that came out of the Civil Rights Movement had a lot of interaction with the African Americans in our country. And there's a large legacy and a deep legacy in those two communities.
I also asked Figueroa how Latinos have changed the racial dynamic in Milwaukee. He says their presence has meant race is no longer just about skin color.
It's language. It's how you speak. It's your last name. It's how closely you associate yourself with immigrants. Those are the things that put barriers in between and how race manifests itself.
Researcher Tom Tonneson agrees that race relations between whites and Blacks and whites and Latinos are different.
Once Latinos become more proficient in English, the tension between whites and Latinos tends to decrease. In some ways, the language is an erasable characteristic. And of course, I don't mean that in trying to be a proponent of that, okay? Whereas, of course, skin color is not.
Figueroa and Tonneson say leaders in the community, white, Black, Latino, and others, have a duty to reach out to educate each other.
There's eventually going to be more and more of an intermingling, if you will, whether it's at the lower level of income and class or it's going to be at the middle level or at the higher level. We need to begin that process.
The demographics aren't lying. So what does that leave us? It either leaves us in our own little cubbyholes or it allows us to look for where we can find common ties and to coalesce and to bind.
It appears most of the mingling now is happening among young people. I met 18-year-old George Rainey at South Division High School just weeks before he would graduate. He said he loved the school's diversity.
It opens up your surroundings and it opens up your interest in other people because some people only see one race and that's what they're adapted to.
Some people might think there would be conflicts between kids of different races.
Right.
Do you ever find that that's...
I mean, we have our conflicts, but we even have conflicts between the same races, too, so you can't use that as an excuse.
I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.